No, it's Friday night. It's party night, baby. Oh! I'm going to get down and party. Hallelujah. I just feel good tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, if you can give me for the next 97 minutes and 1 second, we'll be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. If Brother Mike Glover will go ahead and put that mat right in the middle. Hallelujah. I just feel all tingly tonight. I would say all pinky, but I ain't got a pink shirt on. Praise God. And what the Lord wants to do for us here tonight. I truly believe that the Lord has some great things in store for us tonight. Amen. Amen. And as we begin tonight in our healing, anointing, and delivering service tonight, in just a bit, I'm going to bring you the word tonight before we continue on to what I believe the Lord wants us to accomplish tonight. Amen? Amen. And in saying that, everybody, if you have and able to stretch your hands forth toward this way, stretch them like that. I'm going to ask Pastor to anoint me. Amen. Before I minister the word of God tonight. Chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. You're going to understand everything what we're doing tonight in just a bit. Hallelujah. This may not be for everybody, but I know it's for some folk in the house tonight. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be sober. That means as a spirit-filled believer, you need to be cautious. You need to be aware. Yes. Be vigilant. Yes. Don't be a mansy-pansy. Don't be a pussy cat. Don't be a weakling in the faith. Huh? Why? Because the one that hates your ever-loving guts, the adversary, the devil. Yeah. He hates your guts tonight. As the wrong man walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions, wow, really? Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplishing your brethren that are in the world. James chapter number 5, verses 13 through 15. You seasoned individuals know it very well. James chapter 5, verses 13, 14, and 15. Is any among you afflicted? I thought when I received the Holy Ghost, I was going to be perfect and whole. Is any man afflicted? Let him pray. If any marry, okay, fine. Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. I want to talk to you on the subject. Tell the devil the rules have changed. Tell the devil, the dirty slob. Oh, I ain't supposed to say that word. The dirty turkey. Tootsie roll. Tell the devil the rules have changed. Pastor, would you bless the word, sir?
Lord God, we love you. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you for your powerful word. God, let your promises be fulfilled in our midst tonight. Anoint Brother Lamas, God, to preach your word. Bless, Lord, your people to respond, to hear with faith, with hearts that are hungry. Draw us closer to you, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You may be seated in the presence of the King tonight. Hopefully not for long. Hallelujah. Amen. Your deliverance is found on the inside of you. In you tonight is an anointing for demonstration. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Because I truly believe we are living in the end time. And folks, the anointing of the Holy Ghost doesn't always bring chills or goosebumps. It isn't always charged with emotion. But what the anointing brings is power. Power. Power from on high. The key words in our scripture tonight. We mentioned the word afflicted, right? Afflicted. Tormented. Suffering. Troubled. Pressed. Hardship. In distress. Burden. In tribulation. Disease. Illness, sickness, trauma. And the word sick is afflicted with ill health or disease. Afflicted with nausea, inclined to vomit. And guess what? Is in the church. Yeah, sure, right. Sure. Mm. It's gonna be okay. Yeah. It's gonna be all right. In the Old Testament, priests knew that there was only one place where he could go and experience a manifestation of God's glory, and that was in the Holy of Holies. That's where God promised, folks, to show himself and commune with his people. Hallelujah to God. Amen, amen. Now let me move on here. I believe tonight here in Sterling, I believe that we are living in the end time. And God is pouring out his spirit as never before. He is sending the early and the latter rain at the same time. I'm telling you tonight, there's a harvest coming in the kingdom. There's a harvest coming in the kingdom. Watch this. And God is restoring the years and anything that the devil has stolen from you. How? You know what? Faith can restore it tonight. Faith can restore it tonight. We need to tell the devil the rules have changed. I'm in charge. I got authority. I got power by the power of the Holy Ghost. When you stay thankful to God, when you stay thankful to God, you will become unbeatable. Why? Because you will drive the enemy crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever's going on in your life tonight, be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. I know the family's in trouble. You can read the paper today. The news, whatever turns you on. The government's in trouble. Young people are in trouble. Schools are in trouble. Churches are in trouble like never before. But I believe God is sending in a new anointing to bring in the greatest harvest of souls we have ever seen. I know there's some very dark days ahead for the world. But I truly believe tonight, folks, as believers in Jesus Christ, our greatest days are still ahead. The devil has overplayed his hand, and God is moving across the face of the deep. Hallelujah. Amen. I've had people tell me through all the years, and maybe I mentioned this in times past, people tell me that they are, I don't believe Lamas and all this God stuff. And so they talk to me and they talk to me and they ramble and they ramble and they ramble. You know, but like some people love to listen to themselves. You ever meet them kind of people? I have too, all the time. They're so impressed. Really? Get over yourself, dude. Get over yourself, dudette. Really? Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they tell me, well, I don't go to church because of all the hypocrites and all the fake people. But it doesn't stop them going to work with fake people. Or hypocrites. Huh? You know, on a Friday night tonight, it sure ain't going to stop them boogies from going to the club tonight. There'd be a whole lot of fake, whole lot of hypocrites tonight. Huh? It'll stop people tonight from trying to impress other folk. I ain't got no purse, but I'm carrying a Louis Vuitton. Yeah, but let me look at it. It's fake. But did you see my Rolex? Yeah, it looks like $3,500, but discount says $25. Come on now. I'm going somewhere. Y'all might as well smile because it's going to be tough here in a while. Come on now. Fake designer clothes. Where'd you get that? I got that at Neiman Marcus. No, you got that at the value store. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know, be real. Okay? Dude, you still got a belly and you've been going to the gym for 6 months? to stop people from going to the gym with fake people.
Yeah.
You know what? I know. They go for the girlies. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and for 6 months, I think their belly done grew 2 inches. And then they're trying to impress the girlies. I'm changing. No, you ain't changing, bud. You ain't changing at all. You fake. Yeah, cancel your membership. Huh? Come on now. I know about people being real in this end time, folks. You got to be real. Amen? Come on now. Things are happening in the world today that have never happened. Drugs are available that weren't available in our day. Huh? The devil has sexual immorality everywhere. Oh, by the way, No, Lord, check me on that. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Oh, I love it when the Lord checks you, you know. Oh, have mercy. Ooh, doggy. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we need a new anointing because the devil has new tricks. I need God tonight to rain on me in this service. I'm taking my spiritual umbrella down, folks, because I want all of God that I can get. I want all of God. I need you. I need to be set free. I need to be delivered. I need the real Holy Ghost. I need you. Rain on me. One can receive a breakthrough in church and the other receive nothing. Why? Because they're playing with their phones and their games. Well, hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. If you're here tonight, folks, and if you're sick and tired of all dead religion, then you need for God to rain on your life tonight. You need a river of life to spring out of you. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the power that this wonderful praise team sang about tonight. Power, power, power. I'm not looking tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not looking tonight for climate control church, but for the power and demonstration and manifestation of Almighty God. Woo! That's what I'm looking for. You don't want just a few drops tonight, folks. A drop here and a drop there. You need His power to change your life. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you don't smoke just one joint a day instead of five. You don't smoke one pack of cigarettes a day instead of five. I think I told you this last year. You don't drink Budweiser. Bud does not make you wiser. Coors does not make you cooler. And tobacco does not make you think. There's deliverance in the house. You gotta tell the devil, enough's enough. I'm telling the devil tonight, the rules have changed. I'm stepping into the anointing, and I'm gonna receive all of God that I can receive. All of God with me that I want. I'm tired of the fake. I want the real. I'm tired of living a fake life. I want to live a real life filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the rain tonight that will bring your sons and daughters home. The Bible says it's the anointing that lifts burdens and breaks bondages. It's the anointing that can help you get back everything that's been stolen and more. And I said before, the anointing is not always about goosebumps and shouting. It's about producing victory in our lives. It's about the presence of God that will bring victories in our marriages, victories in our finances, victories in our businesses, victories in our jobs, victories in our families, victories in our churches.
It's the blood of Jesus that's going to bring the anointing in your life. We sing this song once in a while. There's power. Power. Wonder working power. In the blood. I wish we would sing it more often. But the apostolic church seems to have gotten promoted. Come on, we need to get up here sometimes. And I love all the other songs, brother. Flash here. I love the song. But when we sing those blood songs once in a while, Sister Holly, there's power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hey! Fantastic tonight. And here we are. You ain't going to tell the devil the rules have changed being passive. Apparently, God has not done for you what he's done for me. Huh? After 44 years, boy, thank you, Lord. I have never got over being saved. In fact, what I want to do, the more I come to church, the more I want to praise him. The more I come to church with him, the more I want to worship him. The more I come to church, the more I want to sing whether I can carry a tune or not. The more I come to church, I want to be sensitive to the power of the Holy Ghost, to the Spirit of the living God. Come on now, hallelujah! I mean, I can run like I used to. I can still run. I mean, I can get up here like I used to, because I might fall. I can do a whole lot of stuff that I used to do, but am I? But as long as I got two hands right here, yeah, and I got little feet, yeah, and my knees are kind of shot, uh-huh, but you know what? When the Holy Ghost takes over. The devil say, you can't do that no more. I'm telling the devil the rules have changed. I'm going to get a pray through. I'm going to get a blessing. I'm going to pray it through all over again. Again and again and again and again and again and again. Right, because I believe in the power of the Lamb. You can call us crazy tonight, but we still believe in the blood. There's a devil tonight that knows you better than yourself. If you would carry the word around with you, you can tell him like Jesus did, quote unquote, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. Right? It is written. And all right, Superman?
It is written.
All right. It is written. It is written. And he ought to flee from you. Why? Because he can't stand the word. He can't stand a church. He can't stand a believer that knows the word and that prays the word. Why? Because the word of God is what? Quick, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1:9 says that God has anointed you with the oil of gladness. That translation says it this way. God pouring out the oil of joy on you. And he did it, Pastor, a while ago. I'm talking tonight, folks, about an anointing that starts at the top of your head and runs down like oil. In the Old Testament times, they would take a flask of oil and pour it upon the king or priest to anoint him for service. When you become born again, God will anoint you as a king or a priest for his service. I don't know about you, but I want God's presence on me from head to toe.
Yes,
I want, Brother Black, I want so much that God's oil on me tonight that when the devil tries to get a hold of me, I slip right through his fingers. When depression tries to get a hold of me, I slip right through his fingers. We need to be so full of the Holy Ghost tonight, church, that we slide right through our troubles. This is no time to go back. This is no time to give up. This is no time to go back into the world. Tell the devil the rules have changed. Maybe I can start preaching here now, okay? Just hold on. So I feel something in the house tonight. Watch this. For folks under the sound of my voice tonight. God has a new anointing for anyone who will repent of their sin and walk with him tonight. He has a new anointing for anyone who will walk by faith and not by sight. You can be anointed tonight, ladies and gentlemen, unless you've been through some things in life. You cannot have God's presence in your life unless the power of self has been broken and you're truly trusting in him.
Yes.
I've known some people, and I know some people even in this district, a fantastic district. This has been so generous and kind to us, even here and then down in South Texas and so on. I know some people this year that have been going through a whole lot in the past and recently, but God has been getting ready and is getting you ready for such a time as this. He's cleaning you up and getting you ready to do things for him that you've never done before. Come on now. During depression, during despair, and despondent, two groups of people show up every time. Helpers and haters. Huh? If the haters show up in your life, tell them not today or any other day.
Yeah.
Not today, devil. Not tomorrow.
No.
Not next month. Not next year.
No.
I'm in charge.
Right.
We can calm, ladies and gentlemen. We can calm every disturbance that the enemy throws at us. And the fact that maybe some of you here tonight are in the fire says that God is working in your life. Don't be mad at God tonight because you've gone through the fire. You can't have a real anointing unless you've been pressed in on every side. You can't have a real anointing unless you've been rejected and kicked to the curb. You can't have a real anointing unless folks you love have walked out of your life. You see, all the trouble in your life up until tonight has caused you to trust God in a new way. You said, God, use me for your glory. You ever say that? You ever say that? God, use me for your glory. So now he's in the process of breaking your will so he can use you. If you want a real anointing, you have to be broken and bruised. If you want a real anointing, you have to be crushed so the flavor comes out. Crush, crush. Crush, stretch, stretch, crush, stretch, crush.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You've been asking, some of you have been asking God for a greater anointing. So he'll let you go to some hot water in order to bring the flavor out of you. Ladies and gentlemen, for some of you here tonight, he sent a fire to burn some things out of your life. He sent a storm to change the direction of your life. I'm talking tonight, folks, about people getting their heart right with God. I'm talking about people falling on their faces and crying out to God. I'm talking about a new anointing where people will begin to sense more and more of the power of God when they drive into our parking lots of our churches. Do me a favor. Once in a while, the rest of this year, once in a while, go through your house anointed inside and out. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need a powerful anointing that will bring down all the fears that are trying to destroy me. You need a powerful anointing that will bring down all the depression coming against you. My Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? It's the anointed that will bring down the walls of depression. It's the anointing that will put our families back together. It's the anointing that can do things in 5 minutes that we can't do in 5 years, folks. Tonight, because somebody's mind needs to be healed tonight. Tonight, I'm saying tonight in the prophetic, I'm saying tonight is the anointing that's going to bring down that thing that's been tormenting you. I'm going to say it again. I never say it. It's the anointing that will bring down that thing that's been tormenting you. It's the anointing. It's the anointing, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to help you get past your past once and for all. It's the anointing that will shatter the shame of your past. Think about it. It's the anointing that will cause all of your doubts and unbelief to come down. Here it is right here. Didn't have time to put him in my message, but I read him real quick down. Some of us here tonight need to really listen to the Lord and need to listen to spiritual authority. Because if you continue to live in rebellion, when you try to rebuke the devil, guess what's going to happen? The devil's going to say, you can't rebuke me, Lamas, because I'm just as rebellious as you are. Huh? The real evidence that God is in you is when you can get godly correction and you repent and you learn from it. I'm taking a sidetrack here because it's getting kind of heavy. I'm going to give you a commercial. If you can handle correction, you will be released to your future. Correction pushes you to the positive outcome. Godly correction secures your tomorrow. You can't, when you leave here, you can't leave the anointing at church. You take the power home with you and let it overflow in every area of your life. There's too much God in this place tonight. There's too much God in you people here tonight for you to always be down and out. I said for always to be down and out. Kick the devil in the teeth and pray, praise, and worship your way out to victory. Tell the devil the rules have changed. I'm in charge. Come on now. Satan is under your feet. So if he has anything to say to you, tell him to write it on the bottom of your shoe. And then. Oh, come on now. And from the days of John the Baptist until now. Come on. I know life is life. I know hard times come. I know if the cloud doesn't move, I'm going to move out of the cloud. Come on now. Oh, come on. When you get angry, you kick the dog. You kick the cat. You holler at your spouse. Oh, I'm sorry. We holler at everybody but the devil. Was he? Chicken. Yeah, I'm talking to you. On me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tell the devil the rules have changed. There's too much God in this place. There's too much God in us, Pastor. But there's too much God. Giving up is not an option, church, tonight. We were never created to fail. Fight on until the devil, the rules have changed. Why? Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. You'll never walk in purpose trying to please people. I'm not here tonight so I can be popular with you. I'm on a mission. I have a job to do. I don't want to please you. I'm going to reach for your, not your flesh, but I want to reach for your spirit. People say, Lamas, you ain't got to live like that. You ain't got to be that crazy. You ain't got to sing all those songs. You ain't got to do this. You ain't got to eat, drink, and be merry with all of us. Why don't you come with happy hour? Why don't you join us for happy hour? The devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. I will continue tonight. Church, you will continue to walk in holiness and righteousness. Fashion is not out of date. It is still beautiful to be covered. Boy, that one blew. You got to walk out here with your, just because you got some hairs. So what? And for a lot of them, they ain't got zip. It's wax. I don't care what it is. I'm not in this church. I'm not here so I can get my picture on Cosmopolitan. Oh, that's the girly place. Oh, what is that? Men's Health. That's the boogers there, brother. No. It's beautiful to be covered. It's beautiful to walk in holiness. It's beautiful to walk in righteousness. Well, I must, oh, that's, you know what? When I got, I'm 44 years, thank you, Lord. When I got saved, what was nasty on the inside, my inside cleaned out, and my outside got cleaned. There you go. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's all about the, yeah, but if you look at the inside, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take a picture of your soul tonight and let me see if you can put it on Facebook. What would they see? Ain't nobody gonna say nothing now. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. Huh? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Some people, what's this? Some people that you have in your VIP section, we all have them, folks. Some people you have in your VIP section need to be sitting in the balcony area because they can't go where God is escorting you. There are gifts in you tonight. There are gifts in you tonight that won't come out until you walk through adversity. They can't be pulled out. They must be squeezed out. I was born tonight. You were born, church, for such a time as this. What you have been challenging tonight, you have been anointed for. Right. Come on. Even on my stressful days, ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful that my foundation, Brother Mike, is built and on God and my heart wrapped in joy. It's just a little bad day, but not a bad life. In this end time, the enemy is after all you young people, all the single adults. Just let me throw this out. We close it in 5 minutes. I know you see y'all smiling now. Just let me throw this out. If you young people tonight, you single adults tonight, if you've been called to live life on center stage, you can't date people who rather sit in the balcony and expect the show to go on. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself honest. Keep yourself decent. Keep yourself holy. Tell the devil, no, I don't have to fashion myself after the world. Come on now. Hallelujah. 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 There are some people, and I hope you're one of them here tonight. There's some people that hell hates to see coming. Are you one of them tonight? If you are, why don't you do this in the next few days? If you see the devil, tell him, I'm on my way. I'm sick and tired of him coming after me. I'm not a devil's chaser. Okay? Okay? I'm not a devil chaser. But if he comes after my family, if he comes after my brother, if he comes after my brother, if he comes after my minister friend, if he comes after you and you and you and you and my household, my daughter Marcia, my son-in-law Elias, my whole household, guess what? If he comes after me, you better believe it. I'm going after him. I'm going after him, brother. I'm going after him. You can't hurt my family. You can't come against my family. You can't do harm to my family. Tell the devil the rules have changed. Tell the devil the rules have changed. I'm not going to go after him. But if he comes after your church, if he comes after your stuff, you better go after him. Meet him halfway and say, no, 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 no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. My God. When your life is headed toward God, demons are headed toward you. My future. My future must be greater than my present. Listen to this. My future must be greater than my present, or the devil wouldn't oppose it. Laugh in his face. Laugh in his face. I believe in this end time that our apostolic churches, not all of them, because some of them have gotten away from the supernatural. Some of them have gotten away from miracles, signs, and wonders. Some of them have gotten comfortable with just having church. But I believe our apostolic churches are headed for a supernatural encounter with God like we've never seen Pastor Churchill, Pastor Glover, like we've never seen before. Come on now. Come on now. I'm not talking just one here. No, no, no. We are about to live in the supernatural. Not just an event, but a lifestyle. A lifestyle. The Bible says we're casting down all imaginations and every thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. What llamas? All your past has to come down. Every lie of the devil has to come down. I believe, folks, God is saving his best wine for the last. It's not that we're better than our forefathers. It's just that God, Brother Churchill, is pouring out his spirit upon this last generation like never before. Come on. Come on. Come on. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And tonight, by the help of the Lord, we're going to step into the supernatural. We're going to step into the supernatural anointing of God. And let's see what God will do. Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Let's stand tonight. We did something like this here, not this and not this message, But we did something like this here in 2014 in our three-hour prayer service. Anybody remember? But it was just a prayer service that night. But this is a little different tonight. It's funny how the Lord works. And the Lord said, do it tonight. That the Lord gave me this 17 years ago. But it's been modified 17 times to fit a particular church through the years. And to think, the thing that I walked into a grocery store in Montana, and we were preaching from my niece and her husband, the pastor in the capital of Helena, Montana, brother and sister niece. I walked in a grocery store there, and there was a guy probably in his 20s that had a t-shirt on. I can still remember, it's a black t-shirt. And in back here, but right here, it had, "Tell the devil the rules have changed." And that struck me. I said, wow. I said, Lord, can I use it? I wrote it down. It laid in my study for a whole year. Nothing came of it. But after that year, I started putting it together during my Daniel's fast and during my all-night prayers and during my prayer seminars. I said, Lord, now, I need to work this, Lord. So this is what has developed from that one guy walking in that grocery store with that, "Tell the devil the rules have changed." Now, I didn't talk to him. I don't know who he was. All I saw was the back of him, and I wrote it down quickly. And the Lord said, a year later, now's the time. It's crazy, but I don't understand it, but this is the church. I have no idea. And said, preach it to the church, Pastor Glover. Wow. Out of that one encounter. That's why I have Pastor anoint me tonight. Because I am under the authority of the local assembly here. Amen. And he gives me permission to do what I need to do. Remember what I said a while ago? Afflicted, torment, trauma, in distress, sickness, disease, infirmity, so on and so forth. I believe there's some of it in this house tonight. And I'm speaking to some people that desperately, in just a few moments, need to get a line and step into the anointing power of God. This is just a rug, and it's been anointed. But there's power. And you know what the Lord said? You're first, sister. Come here, Audrey. You're first. Now, this is all the Lord told me right here. Stepping right here. This is what he told me. As we're praying for her, if the Lord is speaking to you, don't be afraid of the altar. Now, whether you belong to this church or you're a visitor tonight, whatever it is, then step out of your aisle and step into the anointing tonight. And I'm going to ask Pastor Churchill. I'm going to ask Pastor Glover. I'm going to ask Brother Mike. I'm going to ask some of the ministry to help me tonight. Is that okay, Pastor? I don't know if Brother Churchill has to go or not, but okay, good. But let me say, Jesus, thank you, Lord. He put a check on me right now. There's somebody here tonight that's still fighting addictions. Sir or ma'am, whoever you are, you need to be down here.
Yes, that's good.
It's going to destroy you. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Pastor, would you give me the oil, sir? The oil?